I'm Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's a little foggy out there today. We're at 47 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Secretary of State Blinken in Tel Aviv today talking about the UN Security Council resolution for a Middle East ceasefire that was passed. Blinken asked if Israel's on board.
Did you get an explicit assurance that he would, if Hamas accepts the proposal that's on the table, that the deal is done, that he reciprocally or he continues his support for it, that that will clinch things?
Yes.
Blinken saying that the ball's now in Hamas's court. Meanwhile, overnight, pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police at the UCLA campus over two dozen arrests. The jury deciding the guilt or innocence of Hunter Biden, resuming deliberations this morning. They started considering the three gun charges against the president's son on Monday after prosecutors and Biden's defense attorney delivered closing arguments. The latest escalation across the DMZ. We learned that South Korean soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean soldiers crossed their border on Sunday. They returned to their side once the South fired the shots. This is ABC News. A tragic and rare accident has caused the death of a six-year-old girl while she was on a beach vacationing with her New Jersey family in Maine. She died playing badminton. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has the story.
Lucy Morgan and her 10-year-old brother were playing badminton when police say the aluminum shaft from a racket dislodged from the handle, piercing Lucy's skull. She succumbed to her injuries 4 days later. Her dad, Jesse, a pastor, told Fox News about the unimaginable tragedy.
God is a big enough God to be a container for all our grief, anger, questions, and concerns.
Their community back in New Jersey starting a fundraising website for them, which has already raised more than $125,000.
Caitlin Clark is responding to news that she's been left off Team USA just ahead of the Paris Olympics. The Indiana Fever guard and top draft pick saying she was not disappointed, telling reporters, "Just gives me something to work for." Reports she's a top alternate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high to be in that low to middle 70s range with a slight chance of scattered showers later in the day. Tonight, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, 85, breezy at times. And then Thursday, 83 with some shower chances. For Friday, a nice day, mostly sunny, less humid and comfortable, a high of 80 degrees. Yesterday here in the studios, we topped out at 74. We were at 54 at midnight, and down from that, even cooler. At this time, it is 47 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 11th, and it is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Streaming.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio
and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless day, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
In the air, turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
We start the day in a positive way with the Elmer Childress family and Turn Your Radio On. Before that, our national anthem sung by Cher. And here we are together again today, Tuesday, June 11th. The Light in the Milk House show, getting you on toward the right track today, hopefully anyway. Some songs to play for you to do the chores with, and then we'll have some scores coming up. Let's see, what do we got going on? Oh, yeah, the Brewers with a win last night over Toronto as Milwaukee returned home. We'll check some scores coming up in a few minutes from WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's a cool start to the day as I walked out toward the Mighty Vibe today. I thought, where is my coat? Can't remember. It's a little cool out here now. All right when I got to the building, but yeah, a little cool on the great outdoors here. Some cool mornings and some warmer days here during the early part of June, right? Well, here's Eddie Raven on WRCO.
I tore my letter up, I couldn't even start to tell you what's really here in my heart. Only so much words can say. So I sent you a piece of this beautiful day. Oh, I want you to know that I took a rainbow, sent it off in a letter to you. I took some flowers in the spring, made a sweet clover ring, sent it off in a letter to you. I took a song from the loft, a moon from the dark, and a star from the sparkling dew. So with a kiss peeking through the trees, and the dandelion silk tangled in the breeze. Holding them up, and I sealed them with a kiss. It's the kind of letter that you can't resist. Oh, I want you to know that I took a rainbow, sent it off in a letter to you. I took some flowers in the spring, and made a sweet clover ring, and sent it off in a letter to you. Kiss and a hug and a hug, a lot of love, and send them off in a letter to you. sick, you're gonna get a special delivery. You know the way it feels, can't be any doubt. When you open it up and let the love spill out. Oh, I want you to know that I took a rainbow, I sent it off in a letter to you. I took some flowers in the spring, made a sweet clover ring, sent it off.
Conway Twitty on the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 5:14. Here's what is going on in the community today. Coffee with a Chamber, hosted by the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, will be held from 7 until 8 at Christie's Sunnyside this morning. Guest this month is Doug Cradwell with Pine River Smoke. The Friends of Blue River hosting a farmer's market coming up at Blue River Park near the gazebo. That's today from 4 until 7. Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 6:30 until 8. Meetings held at Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. Those reminders from our community calendar for today and then tomorrow. A great opportunity for youngsters or youngsters of all ages. You could be dazzled by an Indiana Jones-style magic and adventure show. Magician Great Scott and the Magic Archaeology Adventure will be at the Brewer Public Library tomorrow. That starts at 1 o'clock. Those reminders today from our community calendar.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas,
and Paris, Tennessee.
No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri. And you won't find no Rasses in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love?
George and Tammy on WRCO Radio, and we're not the jet set. Tony's latest forecast calling for a slight chance of showers today by mid-afternoon. Partly cloudy, a high of 74. Tonight, spotty showers in the evening, partly cloudy and a low of 56. Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer and more humid. A slight chance of a thunderstorm toward evening and a high of 85 on Wednesday. It is 47 degrees.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO. A check of sports this morning, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. At the state baseball tournament yesterday, Westosha Central was a 2-1 winner over Arrowhead. Napier beat Menasha 2-0. Sun Prairie East over Hudson 4-3. Oak Creek with an 11-5 win against Nicolet. State baseball continues today with Division 4 activities getting underway at 9 o'clock today. Johnson Creek and Solon Springs Northwood and Oliva Strum and Pacelli will meet following that, and that is going to be around 11 o'clock today. Well, the Brewers were winners on the state scene last night, 3-1 over Toronto. Milwaukee grabbed the victory in the first game of a three-game series against their former American League East rivals, an interleague game now, as Milwaukee jumped to the lead and eventually the win last night in front of the hometown fans. Elsewhere, it was Minnesota 5-0 over Colorado, San Francisco 4 and Houston 3, San Diego 6, Oakland 1. In the American League, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 5-1, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 2, Seattle 8-4 winners against the White Sox. The NHL playoffs continue, and in that action last night, Evan Rodriguez had 2 goals in the third period, and it was the Florida Panthers beating the Edmonton Oilers by a score of 4-1 to take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
22 past 5, it's time to really kick the day into gear with the aerobic polka. Here we go!
You squeeze me, squeeze me. Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter. You squeeze me, squeeze me. Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter.
There you go, the Squeeze Box Band featuring Molly B. and Ted Lang and the Squeeze Me Polka right there. Well, it's 5:25. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today as we rise and shine on this Tuesday. It shouldn't be too bad of a day. Slight chance of mid-afternoon showers, but otherwise we can enjoy the day. I think yesterday was very, very nice, wasn't it? Yes, I really thought it was a nice day. The winds were a lot calmer than they were on Sunday, and just about prime time, right? For just about anything. Here's Gene Watson on the Mel Cow Show.
Them Texas fields were hot, and that tractor never was my kind of living. And when I hit 16, I had my sights, and I hit the road to freedom. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mom. Pick the wilder flower. Now Dallas, it was big and hard to find a job, and so I didn't. It was easier to hitch a ride to Houston, and it was more like living. It's hard to turn around and look back down the roads that I have traveled. Thoughts like a never-ending ball of twine, my dreams have come unraveled.
Sun and watch while the night and day melted into one. When was the last time you really looked at rain dripping down the gutter, splashing on the window pane? My fondest memories are tied around these things: Sunday school, bedtime room, grandma's squeaky swing. Sneaking out behind the barn, my love would meet me there, tripping in the hallway over grandpa's rocking chair. Back in the country, now I know you're gonna stay. Back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Back in the country, where the roses still grow wild. Back in the country, where you walk those country miles. Last time you saw sundown through the trees, sitting on the front porch in a cool evening breeze. When was the last time that you heard a Bob White's call? When was the last time? I'll bet it's been too long.
Back in the country, now I know you're gonna say. Back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Don't you wish that you had stayed? Back
That's Roy Acuff on the old Light in the Milk Cow Show, WRCO FM 100.9. Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday, the 11th of June. Lots of chances for you to win and qualify with us today as we get ready for some, we can't officially say summer days yet, but we're getting close anyway, aren't we? We're at 47 degrees in Richland Center, and the time now is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harkey Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Wheat ban. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the FieldLink podcast or ask your Helena representative. An ag economist says Turkey's ban on wheat imports has brought some pressure to an already volatile market. Allendale's Greg McBride says the ban goes into effect June 21st and expires October 15th.
This is similar to what some other countries have done in the past. They're halting their wheat imports to protect prices domestically.
He says Turkey is one of the world's biggest buyers of wheat. The USDA's national corn condition rating dipped a little bit. That followed another mixed week of weather in many key U.S. growing areas. The USDA says 74% of the crop is rated good to excellent, 1% less than last week, but still higher than most recent years thanks to the early season rainfall. 95% of corn has been planted and 85% has emerged, both close to the respective five-year averages. 72% of soybeans are in good to excellent condition, above the first 2023 estimate, with 87% of the crop planted compared to 84% on average, and 70% emerged compared to 66% on average. Wet conditions remain a problem for Wisconsin farmers. USDA's latest crop update says with fewer than 3 days suitable for field work, corn planting is now nearly a week behind the five-year average at 87%. Emergence is at 78%, and 69% of the crop is in good to excellent condition. Soybeans are also 87% planted, one day off the usual pace. Emergence is 75%, and 73% of the crop is rated good to excellent. The first cutting of alfalfa is 61% complete, close to normal, with the hay condition declining to 79% good to excellent. And FFA students from all over Wisconsin are working together to help others. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin FFA Convention.
It's FFA's Day of Service, and hundreds of FFA members are at one of 11 sites around Madison helping others. Amelia Hayden was the FFA state president 5 years ago, and now she's the ag educator for the Osseo Fairchild Schools and helping coordinate this year's Day of Service activities.
We have students across Madison at Ronald McDonald House, at various community centers giving back, as well as different county parks through Dane County and City of Madison Parks.
One of this year's workers is Genevieve Jansky from the Waupun FFA chapter, and she's on the team building beds that will be donated to families that need them.
I just love to see like the kids' faces because sometimes you can see the videos, and just doing it hands-on and being able to know that I'm going to make a difference for our community and to serve the people that don't have what I have is just super cool to see.
With the Day of Service projects wrapped up, the state convention business begins this morning. From the Wisconsin FFA Convention in Madison, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
A slow Monday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until late in the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, there weren't enough comparable sales to establish an accurate price trend. The USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 619 to 637 pounds, brought $282 to $289. Feeder steers, 707 to 734 pounds, brought $254 to $276. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 601 to 640 pounds, brought $241 to $266. Boxed beef closed pretty narrowly mixed in comparison with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was 67 cents higher at 317.42. Select was a dime lower at 301.04. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts as the day progressed Monday. Prices were higher as work was being done to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork remains a bright spot on the global market and has seen some strength domestically. Both provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $2.60 higher with a weighted average of $88.58. There was no comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of $88.58. And the Western Corn Belt closed $2.90 higher with a weighted average of $88.58. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down 48 cents at $100.43. Loins, bellies, picnics, butts, and ribs were all lower. Hams were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head. That's down 12,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up on technical buying, waiting for the week's direct business to develop. Boxed beef was also higher at midday. And lean hog futures, end of the day lower, pressured by fund selling. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $5 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mostly higher and corn was up ahead of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. July beans were 9 higher at 1188 and a quarter. August was up 6 at 1182 and 3 quarters. July corn was 3 higher at 451 and 3 quarters. September was up 1.5 at 456 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were supported by technical buying. August live was up 280 at 179.97. October was 250 higher at 182.17. August feeders were up 372 at 258.65. And on fund selling, July hogs were down 60 cents at 92.90. August lean was $1.45 lower at 90.22. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
USDA researchers are hard at work finding ways to protect Americans and American agriculture from animal diseases. More today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility was located in Manhattan, Kansas for a reason. As an extension of and an eventual replacement for the USDA's Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York, the NBAF operation is close to many of the country's animal health companies and researchers. Katie Pulaski is communications director.
This area is really great for establishing collaborations with partners on the academic side, from industry, and even other federal agencies who share our interests in protecting the nation's food supply, our agricultural economy, and public health.
Pulaski reiterates, collaboration is key.
I think it's important to note that none of the research that will be done here at NBAF is classified. Our goal is to share the research, to share the vaccine precursors and the work. There's a lot of agreements. There's technology transfer. There's all that that goes into working with industry. But our goal in the end is we are not being successful in our mission if we are not sharing the work that's being done here as widely as we can.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says a 3% rise in dairy export volumes have brought shipments in line with year-to-date totals from 2023. Exports of cheese spiked 27% in April, with exports to Mexico hitting a new record. High-protein whey exports rose 26%, butter rose 23%, and low-protein whey sales were up 8%. Non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder sales were down 2% compared to last year. A new dairy and forage research facility for the USDA and University of Wisconsin is a step closer to reality. Brownfield's Larry Lee was at Monday's groundbreaking.
Dennis Hancock is the director of the USDA Dairy Forage Research Center near Sauk City, Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield the new facility has been planned for over a decade and will allow for more and modern research, including work on greenhouse gas emissions.
We have an emissions chamber where we will be able to measure all of the gases and all of the nutrients that cycle through that animal.
Hancock says the new facility will include a freestall barn for milking around 360 cattle with robots.
There's a whole lot more questions that need to be answered, and there's a lot of folks working on this, and there's limited resources in terms of space.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin helped secure federal funding for the new research facility.
This is really about cutting-edge research, but getting it into the hands of dairy farmers.
Construction will begin early next year, and the new research facility is expected to open in mid-2027. Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Cash dairy prices started the week in mixed activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 47 cents, blocks up 5 1/4 cents at $1.89 3/4, barrels up 1 1/4 cent at $1.96 3/4, butter down 1 1/4 at $3.08, and non-fat dry milk unchanged at $19.50. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Good morning. Here's your forecast for the WRCO listening area today. A high of 74. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon. Tonight, spotty showers. In the evening, partly cloudy and a low of 56. Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer and more humid. A slight chance of a thunderstorm toward evening and a high of 85. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy and still warm. A high of 83. 81 with a nice summer day planned on Friday. That's how it goes weather-wise. skies. This morning, a little cool as we rise and shine. There's a hint of sunshine at this hour following the midnight reading of 54. It is 47 degrees. 16 before the hour of 6 o'clock, this is the Mel Cow Show, and here is Jim Reeves.
Missing you, can't help but wish that you were in my arms tonight, making love to me. Kissing you, that's all. I always spend my time just writing lines to you. Can't wait for you to write, say.
Waylon Jennings on the Milk House Show. It's now 9 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock and 47 degrees here in Richland Center. Park Street Christian Church is hosting Vacation Bible School this week from 6 to 8 p.m. each night. And you can check that out. Adults are welcome to come to the study. A special event was held last night to open it up, but a chance for you to go as well. Rocky Railway Jesus Power Pulls Us All Through is the topic for children ages 2 to 12. That's going on again this week. Remember, too, that going on this weekend, lots of big events, including the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Activities get underway actually on Thursday, but performances Friday through Sunday. And don't forget, Friday is Wear Pink for Grace. Dwight Yoakam on the Light in the Milk House Show and Fast as You. Tony's weather is next. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2255. 2121. Also, see current Reynolds feed and supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fairly quiet day around here, just a few clouds rolling in. A weather system back in Minnesota, northwest Iowa, causing some scattered showers. Some of those could work into our area this evening, but they should be pretty spotty in nature by the time they get here. More humid air will be surging into the region by tomorrow, feeling quite summer-like. And with that, we'll see a stronger front move in tomorrow night, providing some scattered thunderstorms, even a risk of some severe weather, although the risk is greater just a little bit off to our west and northwest, across eastern Minnesota, parts of Iowa, into northwest Wisconsin. Otherwise, once that system pulls out, we're back to some dry conditions Thursday into Friday. It'll gradually turn a little bit less humid as well. Heading into Saturday, the next weather system comes in, could clip us with a stray shower. The better chance will be in parts of Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. It'll be rather warm and humid by Sunday and Monday, with temperatures soaring a good 8 or 9 degrees above normal. And with that, some scattered thunderstorms expected into early next week. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, that slight chance of a shower by mid-afternoon. High temperature about 74 degrees. South to southwest wind near 10. Tonight's spotty shower is possible early. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer and more humid. Slight chance of a thunderstorm toward evening with highs in the middle 80s. Wednesday night, muggy with scattered thunderstorms likely, low in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and still warm, high near 83. Heading into Friday, a nice summer day with lower humidity and sunshine, low 57 with a high 81. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, low 56 with a high of 76. Sunday, variably cloudy, warm but humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 63, high 86. And muggy Monday with a chance of thunderstorms, high 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 47 with some sunshine, 74 was yesterday's high. The record high, 96 in 1976 for June 11th. The record low, 39 in